for a butter like popcorn. And the shows would get you hype like Rocky Horn. So couldn't understand why Pop be worn. Stay away to the day when rappers like Biggie and Hawk were gone. But Pride Christ came and got me on. Taught me not to trust in the biological clock we on. We're in the age when the caps appeal. Even the school young guns to have you running like track and field. And life after the casket's real. And since that's the deal, his word is still when I crash the steel. Forget mass appeal, my heavenly dad can deal. We're making his word something that all cats can feel. I'll let Grace talk, cause Grace talks the straight heart. She got something in store that's super like Kmart. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. Do you see what I see? Hip hop is a drug and it's got the city plugged like an IV.
Gotta give it up.
It's the voice of the streets.
It doesn't take much.
Just a voice and a beat. You can keep a crowd hyper. Control the souls of a whole generation, kinda like a modern Pied Piper. Face it, today your favorite rapper's the icon. It's got a hold on you like the rap of a python. Lights on, Christ is the hype John. For him I gotta get my right on. So, whether in the streets or in a booth, I'ma get it you and I'ma prove. You don't need the gin and juice. Mommy, you don't gotta
drop it like it's hot.
And if you do it cause you want,
stop it like it's not.
Son, if you like that gangster mind, think of where them gangsters whine. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We gon' get you woke, we gon' get you woken. We
gon' get you woke. All right. We gon' get you woke. We about ready. I'm waiting on a couple of things. Everybody stand to your feet. We gon' get started right now. We gon' get you woke. You ready, DJ Demo? Let me hear you mix. Y'all give God a hand for being here, everybody. Come on, clap your hand. Come on, clap your hand, everybody. It's good to be here. Okay, everybody can get some water later on. We'll tell them that they're going to get their water and all that. I'm just playing. I understand it. It's my friend. It's good for everybody to be here. This is our Tuesday night. It's been a few weeks, but I'm glad a couple of people coming in. You'll see them setting up the video, but I don't want to waste your time. Since you already here, I'm glad you here. And God is here. Amen. Everybody say amen. If it's your first time, I'm Brother Omar. I'm happy that you're here. I'm ecstatic that you're here, and I really believe that you're going to supply all of our needs accordingly. Come on, man. Can you go on and hold up with the water? Okay. Can we hold up with the water? Don't put that down, baby. Come on back over here. Come on back over here. I messed up my floor already. You know what? I quit. No, I'm playing. Just threw my stride off. But what I was saying was, I'm glad that y'all here, and I'm serious. I believe God has a word for you. I'm very excited. This is our first one since our trip. A lot of things I want to say to you, but let's bow our heads. Let's get ready. Everybody, bow your head. Let's pray. God, first, we thank you for this opportunity to come together. Whatever we're going through, whatever our situations are, whatever our personal problems that we may be facing, some big, small, physical ailments, whatever it is that can prevent us from hearing from you, God, relieve all of those distractions. Give us peace and an understanding. Let our minds come alive. And there is someone in this building tonight that really needs to know you, that needs to be free from their problems. They need to hear a specific subject, a specific topic. God, give them that word. That person who's standing here and feeling all alone and feeling like they don't have anyone who understands, give them peace. Let a peace come beyond our thoughts and let it go deeper than just words, but get into their hearts and their spirit. And God, not only that, bless us collectively as a group. Let us leave out of here blessed and on fire for you. In Christ's name we pray. Everybody say amen. Say amen again. Y'all give God a hand one more time, unless your hand broke. Come on, clap your hand. You ain't clap your hand yet, man. Thank you. All right, you can be seated. Listen, y'all, again, I'm glad that y'all are here. We're going to have a good time. This won't hurt at all. I'm glad that some of our friends are here, and some of the people from Vision is here, and some of the church folks, and somebody I ain't saw in so many years, my auntie, who I ain't saw in some years, and it looked like God is blessing her. I'm serious. It is wonderful to see. Y'all give my Aunt Janet a hand. Come on, clap your hand. Y'all don't know, but I'm so happy to see her. This is something I've been talking about, praying for years. That's what I've been talking about. And I look at her in her medical assistant uniform and gain weight. What are you talking about? I gain weight. You done put on some pounds too. But anyway, that's my girl. You look good. I mean that. Y'all give one more hand. I'm so happy to see you. That done blew my mind tonight. So I'm in a good mood regardless of what happened. I'm cool now because she showed up, and that's a wonderful thing. So everybody else that's here, thank God for you coming out. Y'all see these two young men in the back. They are starting to work with us. They showing up. I told them just show up, and they good. Y'all give it up for Nino and Hot Boss Star. That's it. Y'all give it up. Clap your hand. Really impressed. I'm glad you're here. And some of the family I know. I didn't even know I know his family. So it's just funny how things kind of work their way out. So anyway, before we go into forward, now who is graduating from the program today? Who is that? It's their last day. Who? Stand up, Angel. Come on, man. 120 days. Y'all give it up. Come on, clap your hand, man. 120 days. You did it, man. You feel good? I'm really happy for you, man. I'm glad. 120 days, man. Still come on Tuesday if you can. Will you? You know, come see us. Now you can't say all this stuff you said under your breath. Put you on the spot. I'm glad I'm out of this. But I'm glad you're here, man. I'm serious. I'm glad you made it. And we got a word for you tonight. But I'm glad, man. Y'all give one more hand for him. I'm glad. I make me feel. Come on, clap your hand. Your hand ain't broke. You may as well move him anyhow. Clap, Mumbo Mondays. Glad Corey is here. DMX Sundays, Tuesday night. He used to work for Positive Exchange, but I'm glad you're here, brother. I'm excited. My man Corey's in the house. So anyway, we got a chance to get, I'm really just kind of giving my man Bud a chance to get this video set up. We had a great time in North Carolina. It was off the hook. We have Positive Exchange. We have people around the country who are impressed with what you do. You don't even know it, but they are for real impressed. So we had a good time around the country. So anyway, I won't even take a lot of time. I'm going to say something about that in a moment. But what I want to do, Bug, you almost ready? Just a couple more minutes. All right, this is what I want to do. Before we get going, I want to, if y'all would indulge me, I want my aunt just come up here and just greet the folks. Don't take all day because I cut the mic off on you. She acting like she shy. She not, trust me. I want you to say something. I really do. Because some of what they going through, you've been through it. Some of where they been, you been. I mean, serious business. So they may not know, but you know I know. Y'all give it up. Come on. Graduated from Lincoln. Lincoln. No, she a Trojan. I'm just messing with her. She's a Trojan.
I want to give honor to the pastor and to this great congregation. It's a blessing to truly be here. But you know, I wanted to let you know that I wanted just to let you know, in all of the goodness that I see, I'm very impressed and I'm so proud of my nephew. Well, I'm bubbling all over. But I tell you, it just came to me that this is truly the year of Jubilee. Now don't get scared. Don't panic. Because when you take up, and I'm just speaking for what I had to do for me, what worked for me. I had to just say, okay, Jan Lee, that's it. You are not the stuff. So here, Lord, work a miracle in my life. And that's what he did for me. He gave me a new design for living for my life. Because had you or any of you known me a couple so odd years ago, you wouldn't have liked me at all. Are you listening? So, and this is just real talk. But if you just stay young, gifted, and whatever your nationality, your black, green, orange, purple, pink, you're going to do just fine. All you got to do is just say, okay, but now I went down here and hit this 2x4. I just bumped my head up. Boom. Boom. Okay, well now the 2x4 ain't bent yet. Ain't no concrete come off, no nothing. But you bleeding like a stuffed pig. Are you following me now? You turn around, you say, well, okay, I'm going to try down and see down here. I'm just going to go a little piece. We don't want to, you know, because we got to pass that dead bread and tall grass over there. But see, now if you got my kind of get up and get scared enough straight, you'll just ease by that dead bird and you'll just peep in that grass because the bird alive is still alive. You know what I'm saying? So this is where I had to come to. I'm just overjoyed because I'm into medical assistant school. I go to Everest College and I go Monday, Tuesday. Thank you. And I'm really excited about graduating and getting my Associates of Applied Science degree upon graduation. So I'm looking forward to that day and I'll graduate next year. The thing I'm most grateful for is the Lord saw fit to bring me up out the mire. And he can do that for you too. Look, we don't have any of our youth anymore and we need y'all back. And I'm trying to tell you, there is a way back. Well, look at me, I'm 58 years old. But now the light ain't just come on. I just decided to just accept that nudge. You know what I'm saying? It was just the prayers of my brothers and my pastors and the saints and, you know, people that really honestly loved and cared about me when I finally decided, said, okay, I'm looking, okay, I accept it. So it was always, oh, shoot, you ain't cool. You just mad because I'm suave. I'm JY Fly. No, they actually cared, you know? And I really didn't see it then. So after, like I said, I got tired of just getting up. I finally decided to get up this time, stay up, brush off for real. You know, I had to brush off that dirt off of me for real and do something different. So here I stand today and I thank God for my life and I don't know anything else. Ooh, ain't God all right though? Ain't God all right? So and this is what it took. It takes longer for some than it do others, but I've been down the dope road. I've smoked Peru. I've drank of Anheuser-Busch. Gallo, Ernest, and Julio, you know, and went to the bush and cut my own stalks down, you know what I'm saying? So it's just what that is, you know, but it's time for change, you know, and everything will change, and people surely do. So now while you out boogjugging with the fellas and y'all cool breezing, I'm going to tell you that is not fly anymore. We've graduated from fly. Now how you think I survived still being JY flying grease lightning slick? It's not happening. It's not just not gonna happen. You know, so you get through, but you got to really separate yourself. Now it's okay to get off and get with the dog with the flea, but you got to learn how to get up and go get your own dog and you create your own batch of flea. You see what I'm saying? That's different. But now you get to shaking them off, you fleas bounce. So if you're not careful, but you can't keep going back to the same thing, doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. It is not going to happen. So we may well just say, fool, we ain't got time for no foolishness no more. You know, I don't. Now, y'all keep playing and keep being cool. I'm going to be square as a pool table from now on and twice as green. And when I get this degree and start making it heavy loot, I'm going to bring my tithes up in this church and it's on. It's on. All righty then.
Yo, give it up one time. I know you didn't understand half of that. Don't worry about that. I did. You ain't got to understand it. I understood it. I got what she was saying. Man, boy, that made me feel good today. All right, we're going to let you get this mic. We're going to let you get this mic and get up here, and I want you to say some things about God. You've never done it. Get up and acknowledge God, what he's done for you in your life, whatever it is, and be serious about it. Just give God some mind. I tell people all the time, you never know when it's your last chance, man. You never know when it's your last moment to stand up here, so don't deny that. So come up here, say something, man. Get serious for a minute, and then have a seat. But if you want to get on this mic, you have the right to do so. And every time somebody walk up on this stage, y'all know what to do. Clap your hand like you love them for real. Your hand still ain't moving. Just don't clap, huh? All right. This the first one. Okay.
I thank God for my mommy, for my daddy, and then I thank God for my sister.
She getting better. Y'all give it up. That was pretty good. She getting better under Uncle Corey's tutelage. All right, y'all give it up.
Good evening. My name is Keith Carter. I'm grateful and very thankful for a lot of things, and I'm going to take about 4 minutes and try to express myself on those topics. For my kids that's in this program, I appreciate y'all being in place, because y'all could be ducking out on me, and y'all pick up the phone and call me. I really do appreciate all of y'all for communicating with me so that y'all can be here on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. So I appreciate all of y'all for that. Angel, when I get through, I want you to get up and say something. Mr. Cloud, I got on this Walk for Education. I want to thank you for assisting back in April with this. And I also want to say something about my friend, Janet Jefferson. I ain't seen her in a long time. I was a little boy growing up in East Dallas, and she was a hot girl. Y'all just don't know. But anyway, she graduated from the Gray James Madison High School, so did I. Class of 1969, valedictorian, she was. Had opportunity to go to SMU. I don't know how long she lasted, but I know that opportunity was there for her. And I'm very, very grateful unto God for her to be here tonight. I've been asking about you. A lot of people that are in the alumni has been asking about you for years. A lot of people that went to school with you have been asking me about you, and I hadn't seen you, so I couldn't really share much about that with them. But to see you here, and I was talking to your sister on last week about you, and here you are, so I'm grateful to see you here. And very proud to know that you have started to apply yourself, because she has a good gift, a great gift, actually. And my CEO, Omar, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to work with you all. It's really like in my heart for what I'm doing with Visions. I started a scholarship program in my high school in 1998. So where we, everybody that graduated from Madison, we all get together, and most colleges do this, but most high schools don't. We get together and we raise money so we can give our senior scholarships annually. Our first year we raised $28,000. And we hadn't been successful since because of politics, but we're still going. So every year, I mean, we meet every Tuesday, but since I got this job, I'm here on Tuesday, so I can't be there. But I'm glad to see you, Janet. Proud of you. Thanks, Omar, for giving me this opportunity. And I don't want to overlook Mr. Lucky, because I asked him, told him, man, I need a job. You know, I got my own business, but I can't do my own business because I have a bad back surgery. So I appreciate you opening the door, man, let me in. And Angel.
I want to thank God for letting me be off probation successfully, and I want to thank God for letting me live another day, and I want to thank Mr. Carter and Mr. Lucky for the program, you know. Thanks.
There's one thing I forgot. Each and every time I get a new kid, I always pull them to the side and do a one-on-one with them and ask them, what are they going to do? And I want each and every one of y'all, when y'all start this program, to try to adhere to what we're trying to say and teach you and make a change in your life.
Who next? Keep it going. Keep your hands going. Keep your hands going.
Everybody doing? My name is Brother Josh. For y'all that don't know me, I want to thank God for letting me wake up this morning to this day that was not promised to me. I thank God for all the youth that are trying to do something with their lives, and I just thank God for my family and those people around me. And
I just want to thank God for waking us up all this morning, and thank God for my new coming kids and all my kids I got and everybody that's here, and keep doing good. Josh, come on. Go ahead, Ron.
How y'all doing, everybody? First of all, I want to thank God for being here. Thank God for my brother and everybody that's a part of the Vision program. I just wanted to just stop and just kind of look at everybody and just, when Omar got up, he was saying, you never know, this might be your last time. I've been kind of sick, so y'all excuse me, the voice look cold and stuff. But I lost a real good personal friend of mine on this past week. And it was a guy that stayed with me in my home, so we got to be real close. I think he maybe was Stacy older than me or younger than me, maybe? Yes, I think he was a couple of years younger than me, so that kind of hit home, you know. And while working at Vision, we have lost quite a number of good, close, personal friends that have helped us along the way, and we couldn't do it without you guys, and without them, a number of them. And so I'm looking at you young guys and want y'all to know, because last year I was the voice around here, y'all quit and stop and all of that, but it was really trying to get you guys just to pay attention to what you got, because a lot of kids don't have this opportunity. Not that we're trying to be all of that, we're just doing what God give us to do. And so while you guys are here, Stephanie's and the people that's in the background who we don't really get to know, and Demo and, you know, Kiddo, Corey, thank y'all, man, because this is my brother, this is his passion for real. And I love working with, you know, I love Vision. I love everything about it. But to me, Vision is just like a niece or a nephew. So I can, you know, give this to him because I got a passion of my own. But for everybody that put in all of this work and the things that we have to go through with being nonprofit, thank y'all from the bottom of my heart, because y'all don't understand what you're doing. You don't understand the lives that you're changing, because somebody had to help us. So I really, really appreciate it. I thank God for my aunt. We've been through a lot down through the years as a family, so this is just icing on the cake. I have children that go here, you know, nieces and nephews and everything. I ain't trying to make a long, drawn-out story, but please take these opportunities to get whatever we have that we can get for you guys and get close to God for real. This is serious. You never know when it could be your last time, and nobody can stand in judgment for you. This is for you, so get everything you can, and whatever we can give to you, we're here for you. So thank you.
All right. For those who don't know me, I'm Tavia, Omar's daughter. I just want to thank God just for bringing me here another day, for letting me work up here at Vision again another summer, because I love doing it. I'm just like my dad. I really do love, you know, seeing all the kids, well, all of us. And I'm really thankful for seeing all of these Vision Summer Camp kids coming out today. So, you know, I'm just really thankful for everything that God's doing.
How y'all doing? First of all, I want to say a little prayer. My kind of like my stepsister, my mom's boyfriend for a long time's daughter is having a baby right now, so just make sure we add that into the prayers. I want to thank Faith, Dominique, and Buki for coming out, but I really, really also want to thank, and it's real big for you guys, and I want y'all to make sure that y'all access this, seeing Nino and Star back here getting involved with the program. You know, beyond, I always tell y'all what's going wrong and whatever, but man, it makes me real, real happy to see y'all in here. And for you kids in here that are going through stuff, these guys right here still go through stuff, and it's a real situation with them trying to do right, you know, knowing what's right, having to deal with what's wrong and keep going back and forth. But Y'all see him back there with the... Well, I got my Dallas, Texas shirt on today, but I'm Triple D. But y'all see him with the Yeah, We From Dallas shirts on. So any of you guys or any of you young ladies, whenever we break at the end or whatever, just go up and ask them about stuff, because they're not far removed from going through some of the same stuff that you guys are. And it's just big to have them here. And I want to thank Omar for taking us out of town. The movement's really going good. Went well in North Carolina. And one other thing with the kids in the program, again, remember, this is one of the coolest programs to go through that ain't hard on you and doing all of that extra community service type stuff. So just please respect the situations. If you got, you know, bandanas, if you got the solid color tees on, just let it go for that this Tuesday that you're in here together. If you start just practicing on that one day, it'll start working on you on other days of the week. We appreciate it.
I just want to thank God for blessing me and healing me and protecting me, for all that he does to me. And when I was singing that song, that was the song that was a joyful noise unto the Lord, in all healing and serve the glory gladness. So I just want to make all of you young kids say, and me, I just want you to just pray for me. And I want y'all to get in the Holy Ghost too. I want y'all to like testify. I want y'all to preach. I want y'all to sing. I want y'all to do that. So I just thank God for blessing me.
Man. I know. It's my job. What are you doing? Y'all clap your hands for my daughter. That was pretty good. It's my wife. Give her a hand. Come on.
Amen, amen. I just thank God for being here. I thank God for the program. I thank God for each and every one of you all being here throughout the years. I just stood up to say that on tomorrow, Omar and I will be celebrating our 9 years. Amen. And I just truly just thank God for that, because it's a blessing. Some people didn't make it this long. So, and I'm glad that I married a man of God. He is a man of God. He is a man, first of all. And then he's a man of God. He's a father to all of our children. We have four. Yeah, Tay Tay, that's it. We got four kids. We got a boy and three girls. And I just thank God for that, because I'm not at night. I'm not walking around looking for him. And Josh, yes, you are stepson, son. Thank you. Amen. And Lolita, okay, we got a lot of kids in the audience. I can't name them all. But I just thank God for that, because he is a provider for our home. He watches over me and my children and everything that I want. If I just say I want it, he makes sure I have it. Amen. He's talking about take my time. So I had wanted a house. He went out and got me a house. I just wanted a basic car. He bring me the BMW 745. So I just thank God for that. Above and beyond. When I say I want to go on a trip, he take me way across the world. And I just thank God. So y'all give it up for Minnesota Omar Jawa. Amen.
I didn't get her no 745. Got her the 5. Y'all give a hand to my wife. That's right. I knew that, too. Tomorrow is our wedding anniversary. Where's Veronica? All right. Come on up, baby. Y'all, come on. Last one, y'all. Come on. One more hand. And then we're going to pray. We're going to pray.
But those of y'all don't know me, I'm Karen. And I thank God for being here. If it wasn't for him, I would have never been born.
That was quick. And then y'all give a hand. That's true.
First of all, I want to thank God for being here and seeing all of y'all here. But I just want to say y'all should think about God, you know what I'm saying? Get closer to him and accept him in y'all life, because it'll make life a lot easier for y'all. And I just want to say she knew me before I was, you know what I'm saying, in church. So I was a totally different person when I was, you know what I'm saying, out of church, but now I got saved, so life is good, you know what I'm saying?
I have to be very honest with you. All right, give everybody a hand, y'all. Come on. Come on, give everybody a hand. I know you've been clapping a lot. Everybody repeat after me, say pray. Come on, say it, say pray. For someone else. Now, most of the stuff that we do tonight is about you. listen to me now. Most of the stuff that we do tonight is about you. I'm trying to help you. But at this point, we always take time and we reflect back to somebody else who need it. Corey says someone having a baby. So other people that you know are having trouble. That's a close friend of ours who died unexpectedly, too. He died. And Stacey and that family. So I'm sure you got people that you can think about. But I want you to take some time out. Take your time and put your mind on them. Because here's the truth. Whether you believe it or not, prayer actually works. When other folks pray, it actually works. There's no way my aunt would have been here today if somebody else wasn't praying for her. So it works. So you never know when it's going to work. So I want to just take our time. Everybody bow your heads. Don't play. Don't talk. Turn it up. Let's pray for somebody else.
But I'm having a hard time seeing past what I see right now. I see you right now. I wanna be free, but when I try to fly, I realize I don't know how. No one showed me how. Wish I could see that this mess I'm in will really work out for my good. You said it would. So, if you can hear me, can you give me a sign? 'Cause I don't feel you like I should. Please, if you could.
Just a couple more minutes, just keep praying, just a couple of moments.
My faith is almost gone. I can't hold on much longer. Take this cup from me.
But if you choose not to, please.
Help me believe, help me believe. Let me believe, I wanna believe.
God, we ask you to do what we have asked for everyone, every request made. In Christ's name we pray. Everybody say amen. Let me read this to you. This is scripture here, and I have the Bible in my phone, so I don't think I'm reading a text. But I want to read this scripture to you. And I do want to acknowledge Corey and Anton and Demo and Brother Frankie and all of them who went to North Carolina. Man, thank y'all. Really mean that. That meant a lot to me. I appreciate you. And Tabia, she represented for us. But listen, man, this is a scripture. I want y'all to tune in for a minute. Tune in for a minute. Mark 4. And remember, your car is the 5. It's my 745. But anyway, I just want to make the correction. But Mark 4, I just want to make sure that she's saying I gave her the 745. I don't remember that. But anyway, I'm not getting to that. Mark 4. It says, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground. It was not enough earth. So it sprang up, but it had no depth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched. And some fell among thorns, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground and did yield a fruit. He said, he that hath ears, let them hear. I want to talk to you about not forgetting what you've learned. Not forgetting what you've learned. It is, man, you guys live in such a noisy world. Your world is full of sounds and ideas. Even my world. All of our worlds, man, is so noisy. Like, Angel, you are graduating today, and this is it. And it can seem like that what people tell you, you can't process because of the noise. You know, it's hard to really get deep when your world is crowded by noise. When you have people always talking to you, individual is always talking to you. Your own mind talks to you. How many of y'all ever hear things in your own mind? Let me see your hand. If your own mind, you hear things in your mind. Let me see your hand. I can hear stuff in my mind that ain't nobody told me. It's just my own mind talking to me. My mind can tell me, man, they looking at me crazy. See, that's my mind. You ain't said nothing, but that's me. Man, I'm sick of them. Man, I'm hungry. My mind is telling me stuff. I'm tired. I'm physically worn out. I can't make it. When your mind talks to you, it can become a ringing voice that covers up other people when they trying to talk to you. When you have issues, man, when you dealing with some deep issues, some real issues, that stuff can cover up your thoughts. To where the only thing you can hear are the issues that you are facing. And it can cover up other people trying to minister to you or trying to talk to you. When you have deficiencies, when you have lack, if you was really hungry, if you was really hungry, no matter what I told you, your mind could not focus on nothing but when he gonna let me have some of that chicken. I don't care how much I'm talking to you and trying to break this down. You saying, Doc, I hear you, man, but can I? When you really thirsty, I'm talking about when you got a real thirst on a deep level. When you really thirsty, the only thing you can hear is your mind craving when you have lack. See, now what happens is, now y'all listen to me. These things cover up when other folks are trying to talk to you. You can't hear them. Because this other stuff can crowd out your thoughts. And you can forget what you've learned. And listen to me now. In a critical moment, in a critical moment, you're going to need to remember something that Mr. Lucky said to you. In a critical moment, you're going to need to remember something that you've learned by God. And if your mind is not clear, you ain't going to be able to hear it. Some of y'all are dealing with stuff from your past that you ain't got free from. And your present looks just like your past. And it ain't true. See, but the issues make it seem like it's true. So you keep going through the same thing. So I want to show you something in the scripture. Because I don't want you to forget what you've learned. Christ was speaking to a crowd of people. And he said this, man. He said, some fell on stony ground. One of the reasons you can't hear is when your heart is so hard that you can't release and let other people in your heart. Can I get a witness? I'm talking about you've been through so much stuff that every time somebody says, hey man, you look nice. Say, Doc, I ain't no punk. Don't play with me. Don't play with me, man. You say, man, what's wrong with you? Your heart is so hard. When people try to give you advice, they telling you the truth. Listen now. They telling you the truth, but your heart is so hard. When you go through a hard season, you can get hard and get closed. So somebody giving you good seed and it fall on stony ground. And listen what the Bible say, kid. He said that the earth is not enough depth. So even when it grow, when that seed grow, it gets burned away because it ain't no depth to hold on. When your heart is hard, you can't hold on to people when they give you something that's good for you. When people are telling you the truth, when folk are trying to help you, the worst thing I've seen is people that can grow, but they never grow because their heart is too hard, especially with young people. Some of y'all been through some tough stuff, but I'm telling you that your heart should not reflect what you've been through. Your heart should reflect what you really are. Even when you go through some tough stuff, I'm serious now. Don't let your heart get hard. It's some women, man, that can't never get over what a man did to them when they was young. Some Mr. Right can come try to find you. Let me look around you. Put my glasses on. Mr. Right could come try to find you, and your heart's so hard that all you doing is making him mad, and he turned to be the other dude. When your heart is hard, you can't get deep with people. So the only conversations that you have are surface conversations. Have you noticed that most of the friends you're around, probably the conversations y'all having are just surface level? What you doing, fool? Nothing. What you got going? Nothing, man. I'm just chilling. For real? Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you can't get deep with people when your heart ain't open. See, when your heart gets open, man, y'all can start talking about stuff that really matter. Say, man, I'm afraid. I'm nervous. I'm hurt. Just like when this dude got up and said, say, man, that really hurt me. My friend died. I'm scared about this. I don't know what tomorrow gonna bring. You can't go deep when your heart is closed and hard. And the Bible says that even when a good seed, stuff that you teaching, even when a good seed come up and grow, the sun is gonna burn it up. That means when you go and try to expose, you're gonna go try to tell somebody what you learned tonight. But it ain't got deep in your heart. So you come say, man, they had this church thing. Man, I ain't going to no church. Man, that's book. What? And you going to, yeah, I agree, man. I don't know where I'm going. You in a burn up just like that. You don't have enough depth to say, fool, I know you might not understand it, but I need that. You may not understand me, but I need that. That's when you open your heart and let it go a little deeper. See, other people going to play with you, but you got to let it go a little deeper in you. The second thing he said, this, man, he said the fowls of the air pluck the seeds before it can even go deep. That's people before you leave him. The people that you hang out with, the people that's playing with you right now, the folk that don't want you to listen, the people who try to distract you. Have you ever noticed when you're trying to go to another level, you always got people always reminding you of what you was? You say, man, I want to do something big. Say, fool, but you remember when you smoked that weed out? You remember when you got kicked out? Say, man, quit reminding me all the stuff I done did. He said, the fowls of the air will pluck out the seed. I can't tell you, man, when I'm coming to church, ain't nothing worse than coming to church and having folk in the church house, as they say, who don't understand you and keep reminding you. Folks that you love closely will pluck out the seed from you, man. Hear me now. And so it won't even get a chance to go deep. So you'll forget what you just learned. Say, hey, man, what was they teaching? Man, I don't even know, man. I'm so sick of these, man. If I don't get out this house, I swear to God I'm going to kill somebody, bro. Can I get a witness? You can't even remember what you said because you're so mad at the people around you. They just plucking out your seed. It seems like people that see you happy want to make sure you get sad. Them the fowls, when you see them, you need to tell them to get out your way. You need to shoo them away. Them the birds trying to stop you from growing. There's some people that every time I come around, I say, hey, man, I feel good today. Well, you know, you don't know, bro. It's hard out here. They won't even let you grow. Y'all ain't even listening to me. I know everybody wants some chicken. All right, I'm going to stop. Forget it, man. I quit. Turn the music on. I quit, man. I quit, Doc. Go a little more. All right, I'm going to go just a little more. Then I'm going to stop. Them the files are just a little more. All right. Them the files. They get you, man. And then watch this. And then he said this, Doc. Listen to me, man. He said, then there's some good ground. See, the good ground is the people that hear the word and say, man, that's the truth. That's the truth. And it don't matter if the truth comes from people that you don't understand. Sometimes when I'm talking to some of these guys, man, I hear the truth. So the truth makes me free, and I let the truth penetrate even when it ain't like I'm used to hearing it. I ain't used to being in church. I ain't used to being in a class. I ain't used to being around these type of people. But it's the truth, and the truth make you say, I'm going to hold on to it. That's when your heart is open and your mind is open, and you start holding on for real. And then when people come to you, you fight for the truth. See, if somebody starts talking about my mama right now, I'm going to, it's just, you know, I might lose, but I'm going to do my best. Say amen, somebody. Because that's my mama. I love my mama. See, so it's something deeper than just, I'm going to let you leave. I'm going to let you go on with that. See, when it's something that you know is truth, you'll fight for it. When other folk don't want to hear it, you say, bro, say that. Won't you go on to the back, bro? Stop. Quit playing with me right now. You start really, really, really getting into your good ground. And it get into your heart. And so what happened is, we had a meeting today. And it was some people in my company, and they were saying, man, these people getting on my nerves, I'm tired of this, and other folks were saying this. And I said, look, man, when it's true to you, you can't let a lie stop your truth. Don't let people who don't even understand where you're going make them more important than what you got to do. A friend of mine, Amar Rashida, used to tell me, Omar, it's self-imposed order. Those things I don't like to do, I learn to love to do them. Why? Because I got to do them. So when I don't want to get up, I get up anyway. So when I don't want to have to do it, I do it anyway. I make myself do it. And after a while, you start loving doing the right thing. You start loving being better. You start loving saying, I used to be like this. You get happy walking up on this stage. It ain't an obligation. It becomes the truth to you. Y'all hear what I'm saying? If you hear what I'm saying, say amen. Amen. Come on, say it again. Say amen. Amen. And so I want to stop right here because I don't want to give you too much. But I want you to hear this, man. Let the stuff that you're hearing, don't let it just roll out of your mind and roll out of your spirit. Hold on to it. Hold on to it for dear life, because I'm not confused. Some of y'all are going through some tough stuff. So this tough stuff is going to try to wrestle this truth out your mind. But don't you forget what you're hearing. And you might have to get around somebody that will remind you of the truth that you're hearing. You might have to tell some more folks, quit talking to me, man. And get reminded of the good stuff. Can I get a witness? Because all of us have to do that, man. All of us have to do that. I'm ready to demo. All of us have to do that because I want to pray for you. Because I want you to remember this. That's why we're taping this. I'm going to put a CD, a DVD together of just some of the words that y'all have been hearing. I want y'all to just, I'm just going to give them to you. Because I want you to get this in your spirit, man. Don't let the truth come out your heart that easy. Don't let it just come out so easy. Fight for it. Hold on to it, man. You're going to need it. You're going to need the truth. Y'all hearing me? You're going to need this truth. Don't think you don't. And I know how people play with you. But you have to hold on to the truth. Bow your heads. I want to pray for you. If you need God to do something for you tonight, just lift your hands up. Don't worry about who's looking. This is about you and God. If you need God to do something, put your hands up. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about it. It's the real. I need to get my heart right. I need to get my mind fixed. I need to get back focused on track. I need to get stronger. I need to make my commitment right. I need to eliminate some folks. All of that stuff. Put your hands up. If you need God to do something for you tonight. Because I want to pray for you real quickly. God, right now, as these lift their hands, and honestly tonight, I lift my hands up. Because I need you to do something for me. But those of us who are here, help us to remember what we learn and what you are saying and the things that you share with us. Give us a complete surrender in our spirit so that we can be less like us and more like you want us to be. Give them who needs assurance. They need questions answered. God, let them hear truth and fight for it. Fight to hold on to it. Don't let the cares of this world take it away. Don't let those who don't believe take it away. Give them some reminders. If it's just Tuesday, if it's just the people in this room, if they don't have the family, it don't matter. Let them know that this is real. And if they hold on to it, they can be strong. And God, those who don't know you, introduce yourself to them in a real way. I mean, actually interrupt their lives so they know you are real, you're the truth. Christ, I ask that you would bless us, those who need healing, the bodies are in sickness and problems. You have the ability to heal. I know you do. You have the ability to bring us out. Do it. In Christ's name we pray. Everybody say amen. Come on, say amen again, y'all. We done. Give God a hand. We are absolutely, positively done. We're going to, now look, I want everybody to get on Positive Exchange. Get your page. We're trying to get this rolling. Positive Exchange, make sure you get on it. We're going to let you eat. Please let the ladies eat first. And if y'all don't know somebody, introduce yourself. Let's try to kind of exchange, get to know each other. All right. See you next week. We're ready to do more. Thank you. Rockin' all night and I-
said, don't